This is Morning Edition on NHPR. A jury found admitted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev guilty on all counts yesterday, including 17, making him eligible for the death penalty. The bombings left three people dead and wounded more than 260 others. Karen Broussard of Nashua was injured in the first blast near the finish line, along with her husband and daughter. She was in the courtroom when the verdict was read. She joins us now to share her reaction. Good morning.
Good morning.
Karen, sir, I'm guilty on all 30 counts. He had admitted his role in the bombings, but how are you feeling now that it's official?
Relieved that it's behind us, that this is one step closer to having it all completed.
Any sense of closure?
I was asked that yesterday. The thing about closure is it really is not a real concept. This is something that's going to be with us forever. We're going to always be reminded of it in some form, but it certainly does, it relieves a lot of the, the day-to-day pressure of it.
Can you set the scene in the courtroom for us? Were you looking for a reaction from Tsarnaev showing any remorse when the verdict was read?
No, I didn't expect that at all. He has not shown any interest at all in this entire process. So I didn't expect to see anything from him at all. I wasn't surprised by the verdict. Other than that, I was curious as to whether there would be one or two that they questioned. So I was grateful to hear that it was guilty on every account.
Process now moves on to sentencing. Now, you've said before that you support the death penalty in the case. Is it your sense that that's the consensus among those that are impacted by the bombings?
We haven't really talked about it a lot as a group. I have heard several people who are certainly for it. I don't know whether people that are not for it just don't want to speak about it. But yeah, I think there are a lot of us that will be satisfied if that's the answer. But I also think that people will be okay if it's not. That as long as there's understanding that he is off of the streets and he is not living the life of, pleasure that he took away from other people, I think they're satisfied.
You've been there throughout the trial. Do you plan to attend sentencing once it gets underway?
I do. Yes, I do. I want to be there every day.
Karen Broussard of Nashua, thanks so much.
You're welcome.